You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, The One That Stole My Weekends and Made Me Yawn. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Last May, I met and interviewed actress Jennifer O'Neill for our television program on Main Street. If you can't place her right away, she played the older woman in the movie classic The Summer of 42. She also appeared opposite John Wayne in Rio Lobo. To date, Jennifer O'Neill has been in 30 movies, and since she's only 52, she'll probably appear in more. Or maybe you will recall her as the model for CoverGirl makeup. Her modeling fame began early, as a teenager appearing on the cover of Vogue magazine. Miss O'Neill released her autobiography early this year. While reviewing her public life of glamour and celebrity, she also looks back at her private, spiritual life. Her parents had the habit of dropping her off for church and Sunday school while they went to do whatever they would do. When she was an adolescent, her parents let her decide whether she wanted to go to church or not. What would a young person say? Not surprisingly, Jennifer decided not to bother with church. In her autobiography, she recalls how she reacted years later when somebody talked to her about Jesus. "I had heard about God on a regular basis through my study of various philosophies," she wrote, "but I hadn't heard any mention of Jesus Christ since I was in Sunday school in Connecticut. The one that stole my weekends and made me yawn." The one that stole my weekends and made me yawn. Many people share that opinion of Jesus. Some of your friends or co-workers, some of your family members, may have learned the basics about Jesus years ago in Sunday school, but then came high school and college life, then came marriage, then came children, then came a host of career opportunities and life challenges, and amidst it all, the Jesus of Sunday school, the one of whom children sang, "Jesus loves me, this I know," seemed to become rather irrelevant. Most people didn't intend to do it, but they let Jesus get pushed to the periphery of their lives. Nothing spreads faster than a yawn. When you see how well it's gone for Jennifer O'Neill and for so many other people who have written off Jesus and the church, when you see how their careers have prospered, you yourself might be tempted to relegate Jesus to the periphery with other childhood memories. "They have no struggles," says Psalm 73 about the people who have put God on the sidelines. "Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills." The one that stole my weekends and made me yawn. Is that also your honest feeling about Jesus? Let me tell you a few other things about Miss O'Neill. She has been married 9 times. She has had 9 miscarriages. She has given birth to 3 children. She discovered that her daughter was sexually abused by one of the stepfathers. Jennifer has been in 2 major accidents, one from an auto and one from a horse falling on her. Her nose has been broken 3 times. Her wrist has been broken. Her neck has been broken. During an attempted rape, her wrist was slashed. As a teenager, she tried to take her life with an overdose of pills. As an adult, she was accidentally shot in the abdomen. Her public profile masked the hurts of her private life. Our TV program on Main Street has 2 major segments. During the taping of the first segment, I asked Miss O'Neill what kept her going. She said that she was driven by a search for love. Here's what she said.
I had a hole in my heart. Every place I looked, you know, to coin a phrase from a song, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Another person can't fill you up. If you go into a relationship looking for that person to make you whole, you're doomed.
TV has its own rules. One being that you have to take the commercial break. So after we took the mandatory break, we resumed taping, and I asked how the hole in her heart had been filled. Her answer? Remember the one who stole her weekends and made her yawn? Listen to what she said.
That hole in my heart was completely and totally and unconditionally and forever filled by the love of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, who forgives all my sins. I know it's there for everyone. I know that I lived my life for 38 years without God at the center of my life. I don't know how I survived, and He has transformed my life. I have a wonderful marriage now. I have fabulous relationships with my children. I finally gave it up. I didn't have to earn it. We can never earn it. I don't care where you are, how low you've gone, or how hopeless you feel. Don't believe that lie. There is hope every second. God has His hands open to you. It's a free gift.
I'll tell you what really struck me. You may have heard how Miss O'Neill's voice choked as she described Jesus. This being radio, you couldn't see what I saw when I was with her on the set. Her eyes started to well up with tears. Yes, of course, she is an actress who knows how to do that on command, but this was not a movie script with directions for the actors. This was a free conversation. Her words were not scripted. Her emotions were real. Jesus, no one else. Jesus had filled the gaping hole in her heart. No longer was Sunday school or church a waste of time. Jennifer O'Neill stopped yawning. Her experience is not unique. In the 19th century, the poet Henry Light observed how young children learn about the love of Jesus and then seem to forget it as they grow up. Thou on my head in early youth didst smile, and though rebellious and perverse meanwhile, thou hast not left me, oft as I left thee, unto the close. O Lord, abide with me. So here we can see what's so great about the good news of Jesus Christ. What no one in the world can give you, God does. He fills your heart with love. The hole in your heart is not so big that God can't fill it and heal you with His love. How much love does God have for you? St. Paul uses the word pour to describe how God can fill your heart with His love. In Romans chapter 5, he says, "We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." The word is pour. As He has done with so many others through the centuries, the Spirit of God is now ready to pour love into your heart. God's love comes to you in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus told His disciples in John 15, verse 13, "The greatest love you can show is to give your life for your friends." That's what Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. He willingly laid down His life as a sacrifice to pay for our sins. Our sins, your sins and my sins, the things that you and I have done wrong, the things that have violated God's commandments, our sins are the reason why we have so much heartbreak in life. But Jesus sacrificed Himself so that you and I could receive forgiveness for our sins and our hurts could be healed. In the good news of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God pours forgiveness and healing love into your broken heart. That's why we call it the good news. Miss O'Neill writes in her autobiography, "Sin is any separation from God," which, of course, is why we all need grace and forgiveness, because we will fall short of His glory on a daily basis. "It is so easy for me now to forgive others because I have been forgiven for so much every day of my life. Another fine book that I have read recently is a work by Mr. Rob Parsons of England. It's called Almost Everything I Need to Know About God I Learned in Sunday School. Mr. Parsons shares a poem written by a child. The poem is called Picking Teams. When we pick teams in the playground, whatever the game might be, there's always somebody left till last. And usually, it's me. I stand there, looking hopeful and tapping myself on the chest, but the captains pick the others first, starting, of course, with the best. Maybe if teams were sometimes picked, starting with the worst, once in his life, a boy like me could end up being first. Rob Parsons gives his commentary. Many of us, he writes, have never left the playground. We still secretly believe that God will only love us when we do well. The mind-blowing concept of grace, God's unmerited favor toward us, is hard for us to grasp in a society used to earning love. The truth is, the message of the gospel is a surprise. It runs counter to much we have been taught and almost all that we have experienced in other relationships. God knows you, and God loves you. He loved you when you were his enemy, and he loves you now that you are his child. Thank you for that, Rob Parsons. Whoever you are, whatever your past, you need God's unconditional love pouring into your daily life. With the approach of Y2K, experts predict that something will certainly go wrong, though they don't know what it will be. You can stockpile food and household supplies, but what can you stockpile in your heart? Even if ATMs have cash, if electricity doesn't fail, and if there is no disruption of life, it will not fill the inevitable hole that comes to every heart. And as you move into a new millennium, what shall you give your children and grandchildren? What can you give them to navigate the future, not just Y2K, but all that life may bring? The answer is the unconditional love of God that the Holy Spirit pours into your hurting heart through the good news of Jesus Christ. Jennifer O'Neill writes in her autobiography, God doesn't promise life will be easy, but he does promise you will never be alone. In him you can rest, trust, heal, grow, be forgiven, and have eternal life. And when this old life starts getting you down, just know that it will always try to rob you. The difference is, it doesn't own you anymore. Are you one who has forgotten the lessons of Sunday school? Do you remember singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so? It is still true. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.